Chapter 1. Understanding Warfare and Tactics. Life is not a game. It is a battlefield. You were born into a world that already had wars. Some physical, others psychological, spiritual, emotional, or generational. To live is to engage, and to thrive is to win. Life, in its most honest form, is not a scripted story or a peaceful garden. It is a battlefield. Not every battle involves bullets or bombs. Some involve words. Others involve silence. Some are hidden behind high-rise offices, under church pews, or buried beneath family names. But make no mistake, life itself is war. What makes this warfare difficult to discern is how personal and unpredictable it can be. No two people fight the exact same battle. For some, war began in the womb, rejected before they ever took their first breath. For others, battle wears the face of a loved one, a system, or even a memory. You may call it challenge, opposition, trauma, or conflict, but I simply call it warfare with definition. The unchosen starting point. There are realities we don't get to choose. Your birthplace, your family structure, your race, your economic class, your gender, even your genetic makeup. Yet these unchosen factors influence the kind of wars we fight. A child born during wartime faces conflict before understanding peace. An orphan battles rejection, identity wounds, and abandonment. A woman in a patriarchal culture may battle for education, voice, or relevance. A man in a broken home may battle emotional instability and lack of fatherhood models. A child born with chronic illness or disability may face battles others will never understand. Even geography has a voice in your battles. Your zip code can determine your access to education, healthcare, and opportunity. Life is not fair, but wisdom doesn't waste energy resenting that truth. Wisdom prepares to engage it. You don't have to accept injustice, but you must understand how to fight it. Anger alone doesn't win battles. Strategy does. My story: fighting loud, winning smart.